meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we have a request to move one of our public hearings, change the order a little bit to accommodate Mr. Mears this evening.
Sure, that's, and we can certainly make that change. So that would be to move
2324.
Yeah.
To the top of the public hearing.
To do that one first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And other than that, there are no other changes. Thank you.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the August 11 and August 25th, 2022 meetings.
And unless there are any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of August 11th and August 25th as circulated.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the August 11th and August 25th, 2022 meetings as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, we have something new on our agenda this evening. Now is the time that we will accept public comment. Public comments during this period have to be something pertinent to the Planning and Zoning Commission, but it cannot be about any specific application that is in front of us. And each person will have 3 minutes to speak if they would like to speak at this time. So if there anyone here would like to make a public comment? All right then, there being none, sir.
Need to go to the phone too.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, forgot. All right, operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to make a comment during the public comment period?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star.
It's for you, Ben.
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there's currently no one who wishes to speak.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right. One more time. Anyone in the room? They're not? All right, we'll close the public comment period and we'll move on to other business. Our first item of other business is Americana Bayside, Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B, for a proposed 60-room hotel totaling 39,517 square feet, bar and restaurant, in-ground pool, Zen garden, spa, lounge, wall fountain, outdoor seating, parking, and associated site improvements to be located on Lakeview Drive and with access off the south side of Signature Boulevard within the existing Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, RPC. At their meeting of Thursday, May 26, 2022, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for the proposal. A revised master plan, MP15, has also been submitted as required for all residential plan communities and has been included in the Commission's packet this evening. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the RPC. Zoning district is medium density residential plan community, MRRPC, tax parcel is map 533, district 19, parcel 865.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, sure. I move we approve the final site plan for Americana Bayside, Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside, Bayside Hotel, Phase 1B site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can we now make a motion that we stay there for a conference after this?
Let the record show that I abstain, please.
Okay. Motion carries 4-0 with Commissioner Wingate abstaining. Our next item is a change of zone, number 1881, Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lakelands, final amenities plan.
This is the final amenities plan for the Milo's Haven RPC community for the construction of a proposed 263-square-foot bathhouse and in-ground pool and other site improvements. The project is located on the northeast side of Norman Lane, a private street within the Milo's Haven community. The final amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary amenities plan at their meeting of Thursday, September 8th, 2022. Tax parcel is MAP 134, District 18, Parcel 38. Zoning is GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1881, Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lakelands, I make a motion to approve the final amenity plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the change of zone 1881, Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lakelands, final amenities plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Peninsula RPC 18th on the Bay. This is change of zone number 1475, 1883, and 1936, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the Peninsula Residential Plan Community 18th on the Bay. Specifically, the applicant has proposed to change previously approved building numbers 2 through 5, 13, and 14, containing units 301 through 331 from leasehold rented to subdivided lots to be held in fee simple ownership. The type and distribution of units to be provided within the RPC remain the same, as the units are included in the 270 single family attached townhomes, which were previously approved under the original ordinance. The units also will not exceed the total number of units permitted within the residential plan community, which was capped at 1,394 units through change of zone number 1883, ordinance number 2690. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels MAP 234, District 30, parcels 313, 314, 315.01 through 315.13. Zoning is MRRPC, medium density residential, residential plan community. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Peninsula RPC 18th on the Bay, change of zone number 1475, 1883, and 1936, I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Peninsula RPC 18th on the Bay, change of zone numbers 1475, 1883, 1936, revised final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 22-10, American Storage of Delaware, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 75,000 square foot self-storage facility, including RV and boat storage. The plan includes landscaping along Route 1, standard parking, parking for stored vehicles, an oversized loading area, and other site improvements. The plan designates 5,000 square feet of the building to be allocated to office use. Staff note that the property is within an area designated to have excellent groundwater recharge potential. Therefore, the plan is subject to approval from the Sussex County Engineer. The property is within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. Please be advised that the applicant has formally requested to be waived from the interconnectivity requirement that would require connection to parcel 52.01 to the northwest. Otherwise, the preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is C1 General Commercial. Tax parcel is MAP 235, District 23, Parcel 51. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a couple questions on this one. One, was this in our packet?
It's on the agenda, but we actually looked and this might not have been included in the packet. So this is why we wanted to put it on the screens. In theory, it should have been included in the packet, but I've gone through and I can't find it.
I've looked everywhere. Yeah,
so if commissioners need more time for this, then it maybe we just bring it back to the next meeting, then it's to allow you more time to...
Because I was just looking at it, trying to figure out where it is on Route 1.
So that I can help with.
But yeah, maybe it should come back next time. Because I'm...
The other question I would have is, what is the hardship that is requiring them, that is leading them to ask for relief from interconnectivity? Did they offer any reason why it was, is it physically impossible to do, or?
They did offer a reason. Let me pull that out of the file for you.
Yeah.
It's right next to the Red Mill Inn or whatever that's called, right there on Route 1.
Oh, it's the one that Grolic Constructs, Grolic Builders has a sign out there right now, and they've got a big RV on it right now for sale for $230,000.
Big, I know the RV's there, yeah. You were looking.
It's your sales pitch.
Every time I go by, I'm like, wow.
So the adjoining parcel doesn't have a point of interconnectivity yet, so at this point, but.
I can also add the letter that the applicant provided lists interconnectivity is not being provided directly from the subject parcel to the adjacent parcel 52.01 as part of this plan. However, interconnectivity will be provided between these properties within the next couple of years. Del Dot is currently in design of the SR1 Cave Neck Road grade separated interchange, which is part of that project, will convert the southbound lanes of SR1 into a service road. This will interconnect the adjoining properties as well as the other uses along this section with a low speed 25/35 mile per hour two-way roadway. This conversion was a main discussion point in this project's pre-submittal meeting with Del Dot, and Del Dot is requiring this project to design their entrance in a way to accommodate that change.
So there's going to be an access road. As part of the current design proposals, there's an access road along the southbound that runs, because it connects up to Cave Neck Road, which is up here.
So they have designed the whole thing so that there will be interconnectivity on a service road.
There'll be a service road for on.
What we could do is as this was not in the paperless packet, we can bring it back to the next meeting, and I would suggest that we include in the commission's packet a copy of Del Dot's concept design for the access road and for the overpass. So that model is available, and we can get that. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that is. Thank you.
It's a great idea. Thank you, Jamie.
The other question I'm going to have is, since it's an excellent water recharge, are they planning to blacktop the whole thing, or are they just going to have crushed stone so that water can infiltrate through?
So there are limits on how much impervious cover they can have. So between preliminary and final, they would have to engineer that and show exactly what the percentage is and have to go through Hans and County Engineering. So again, we can discuss this when it comes back in the next meeting, but the suggestion is that if that's a concern, we make it final by commission. So, okay.
But we also make a different type of blacktop.
I just assume somebody was...
Impervious asphalt.
Right. The answer is that they couldn't blacktop the entire site because that's an impervious material, right. And then not without a full-blown engineering report. So, right.
Okay, it was just, you know, often there are people here listening to these things, and they should probably know what the concerns are going to be.
Sure.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to make a motion to defer until we can get the other information next week.
A second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on site plan 22-10, American Storage of Delaware preliminary site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-33, Milton Village Apartments preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 296 apartment units that will be split between 10 buildings. 8 buildings will house 24 units and 2 will house 52 units. The plan includes a 6,000 square foot community clubhouse and pool, 60 garages for residential use, parking, landscaping, a multimodal path, stormwater management, and other site improvements. The development will be located on a 21.15 acre leased area of a 138 acre parcel that is located on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, and the south side of Milton Ellendale Highway, Route 16. Sewer and water will be provided by Artesian, and the site will be accessed from an internal road that will connect to Route 30. It should be noted that a conceptual plan to develop the remaining 117 acres as commercial areas and an additional 400 dwelling units have been reviewed by the Office of State Planning. Included in the published packet is the conceptual master plan and PLUS report. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is map 235, district 14, parcel 77. Zoning is HR1, high density residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have some questions on this one too. Okay, so we're looking at the apartments. And in the PLUS review, they said there was some issues with eagles and interconnectivity with the multimodal path. And I'm looking at screening for the vegetative buffer from the agricultural lands next door. And let's see. And covered bike racks at the apartments. So So are these things in there? Because I couldn't tell that they were. So, and that there's a natural area, and what is our code for the southern tip on the Broadkill River natural area?
So the buffer is shown. So the first question, the buffer.
Okay.
The cycle parking, I didn't see, but this is a preliminary, so the commission could make any final plan, one final by commission or contingent upon certain things being included.
Right.
So cycle parking, absolutely, if that was necessary, I'd suggest it be near to the front of the buildings rather than the rear of the building. And the third one, what was it?
Let's see, we had eagles. What are they doing as far as the eagles that they said they talked about? That there was apparently a requirement about when they can build based on...
There's a timeline, a restriction.
That's a state requirement. They'll have to comply with that in any event. So.
And they'll still go through the site plan review as to that if they get preliminary. So,
okay.
I mean, again, but that's going to be a state
requirement. Okay. So then on the western side, it's up against agricultural, right? It's up against a field.
It's like both sides.
All around it.
Yep. So there's
I'm sorry. So
south side.
I am a directionally challenged. So, yeah, there's fields pretty much.
Correct.
Yeah.
On the opposite side of Gravel Hill, correct. Yes.
Oh, I guess that's the...
And these are future phases that the commission will see separately. So.
Right. I understand. But I just want to make sure that they have everything in place, because if you don't hit it now, then it's going to be, I don't want to create more of a problem later.
Right there.
Yeah. And then there was a concern from DelDOT about the multi-pedestrian access ways to the multimodal path.
So there's the multimodal path.
Okay.
Along the site frontage. But at this time, it doesn't connect all the way to the edge of the...
Because they haven't done the whole... They haven't... This is great.
Right.
I do appreciate that they gave us a master plan. I mean, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, right. So the whole thing.
But because there's future development coming forward, it would make sense to make that... If the commission were minded to approve it, make it contingent on that being clarified prior to any final. So...
Right.
Because you're absolutely correct. If you look at the plan, actually, it's not precisely clear as to how that's going to be finished. So...
Okay.
Just for the benefit of the commission and anybody watching in public or here online, this was actually, there was a project that came through and it was approved. It was called Elizabethtown, like, I don't know, Mr. Wheatley may remember that, I don't know, 15 or 18 years ago.
It was 2007.
2007, yeah. Mm-hmm. So whatever that, 15 years ago. And that was a master plan community for this whole area, both sides of 16. It was actually an HRRPC with commercial out front, and the zoning got changed. It was an RPC. The RPC overlay lapsed, which left the C1 and the HR. And the reason there's not a public hearing on this is because multifamily is permitted in C1 and HR, and so that's why we're looking at just site plan review right now. To Ms. Stevenson's point, they showed us a master plan of the whole thing. They're still going to have to come back in for public hearings for like the part that Mr. Whitehouse is highlighting, since that's not C1 or HR.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you all kind of know that, but people might be wondering, that's a big development. Why is there not a public hearing? So.
Right. Okay. So yes, I guess actually the part that we're going to have a hearing on, we have to worry about the agricultural buffer then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to, and the other things. This okay, and then the natural area, the code for the southern tip is a Broadkill River natural area. What is the county's thoughts on that? What do they have to do?
Jimmy, I think that was the subdivision part in the back too.
Is that
on
the subdivision in the back
plan.
Too? I mean, I read 3+ plans today.
I just saw the water back there when we were looking at the master plan.
Yep. Okay. The plus comments will relate to the whole site, not just necessarily the part we're looking at now. So as the plus comments, we're probably looking at the entire perimeter and the down here.
Okay. All right, so those were my concerns. I wanted to make sure that the eagles were taken care of, the multimodal path is in their screening for any vegetative screens, covered bike racks, and eventually I think we need to work, you know, when they come in for the commercial, we need to think what we're going to do about the front there, because it's turning a dark sky into Disneyland. I mean, the people living across the street are going to have suddenly a lot of lights where they don't have lights now. So anyway, but that's in the future.
And I would just say, given the size of this one and the complexity of it, that it should come, no offense to staff, but you all just to see it again, you know, so.
Truthfully, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're putting it where it ought to be. It's right next to the city of Milford or Milton, and that's where these types of things should go. They've master planned it for interconnectivity. Woohoo! They've, put retail in with a larger area so that people don't have to get out on the roads to go do their stuff. I mean, it's truthfully a pretty good plan. So that's it. Mr. Hopkins, I'm sorry, this was your motion
those are good questions. Jamie, do they qualify the size of the pool?
We don't have anything in our code that says X number of units equals X size of amenities. That being said, it's up for the commission to determine if they want to see something larger or
but I think that part still we're going to still see that on the hearing, yeah, because that's got to be a public hearing for that back part where the pool is.
I mean, we might.
I guess maybe not. There's one little one. There's actually two. I'm sorry. You're right, Mr. Hopkins. Maybe that's all part of it.
So conceptually, I mean, this is preliminary, not final, yeah. But they're saying one-story, 6,000-square-foot clubhouse.
So is there, I guess what you could always scale the pool. I mean, I think that, what do you all think? Shouldn't there be some type of
a standard
or something just to make sure that when the pool gets built, the people that bought in are getting a pool big enough to make sense?
Would that come back as part of an amenities plan on this one?
It depends if they're applying for amenities, because in the case of a subdivision, they'll just show a placeholder and then come back. But in this case, we actually have
included in
a proper design.
Will not be separate?
So. This is included. Yep.
Okay.
But because they should.
This is included in the plan as a whole, so there will not be a separate amenities plan bulk back for this.
Well, are you able to scale it? Are we able to scale the size? When the final plan comes through?
Absolutely. And we can ask them to put the dimensions on there and
yeah.
I mean, that way, if the pool's too small, but the dimensions were in there, I mean, tool's too small is a subjective, right? Because, you know, some people, but it would be nice if the final plan reflected, at which time the final plan is established, that it's qualified at that point. And then way people can look at it and say, oh, I don't want to live here because I don't think the pool's going to be big enough.
Yep.
Or then we don't have a situation where somebody says, if we scale off what was originally on the drawings, now this pool is in single central.
And we've had that issue before, actually.
Yeah, I was here for that. I remember that well. We can't, and the conclusion back then was we didn't have anything that allowed us to tell them what size the pool should be, but I don't think it's beyond our authority to require that the dimensions be shown.
Yeah.
You have to tell us, at least tell us what size it's going to be.
Right, if it's going to be the size of a hot tub, that's fine, just make sure you qualify it up front.
Because if whatever they put on that site plan is pretty much what they have to build, That's how we would control it. So we'll need to think about it. I know there are architectural graphic standards, I'm sure, that say a pool should be so many square feet for so many people. I'm sure that I don't know for a fact, but I just know that the design world works off of standards that might include one for pools. So,
and we can have these discussions between preliminary and final, and then bring final back to commission for commission's review. So.
Right. Okay, good. Perfect. Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, regard to S-22-33 Milton Village Apartments, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval. With Kim's notes.
Yeah, we need to list them. So we need to show the pool dimensions. That's
the pool dimension, covered bike racks as as requested by DelDOT, I think it was in the plus, and show the multi-pedestrian access ways to the multimodal path that's required by DelDOT.
You want to come back for a final?
Yes, I'll come back for final. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 22-33 Milton Village Apartments as a preliminary with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-16, Estates at Milton Crossing, preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the Estates at Milton Crossing 2019-16 community for the construction of a proposed 1,198 square foot pool / patio house, an in-ground pool, and other site improvements. The project is located on the northwest side of Whistling Duck Way, a private street within the Estates at Milton Crossing. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is MAP 235, District 8, Parcel 26. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and would request final by staff.
Did you have something on that? So it looks like the pool, was that 1198? Was that the clubhouse square feet?
Yes.
That's a clubhouse. And then it looks like there's dimensions on that pool. Is that correct?
It is. 18 by 38.
Perfect.
Okay, there you go.
Let's see. So any other questions? Any other comments? So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2019-16, did you say that you have received the approvals?
We're awaiting agency approvals.
Is there any reason this needs to come back to us?
We're requesting final by staff.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2019-16 Estates at Milton Crossing, I move for approval of the preliminary amenities plan with final approval by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-16 Estates at Milton Crossing preliminary amenities plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Dale T. Crew Sr., minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5.005 acre more or less parcel of land into three lots and residual lands off a 20-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 consists of 0.754 acres more or less. And proposed lot 3 consists of 0.75 acres more or less, with the residual lands consisting of 2.755 acres more or less. Property is located on the southeast side of South Union Church Road, Route 42. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 230, MAP 26, Parcel 76.03. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and if the Commission desire to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agencies.
You all right? Okay, so Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Dale T. Crew Sr., I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
We moved and seconded to approve the lands of Dale T. Crew Sr. For a minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Todd S. Morrow, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 6.658 more or less acre parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 3.899 acres more or less, and the residual lands consists of 2.76 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast side of Shawnee Road, Route 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 133, MAP 6, Parcel 19.02, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. So it can be final.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Todd S. Morrow, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve lands of Todd S. Morrow, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is lands of Del Nova Properties, LLC, requested determination of final subdivision.
Following discussions with staff, the applicant has requested the Planning and Zoning Commission review whether the proposed plan meets the requirements for review as a minor subdivision under Chapter 99-7C. This preliminary subdivision plan proposes the subdivision of a 5.09-acre more or less parcel of land into four lots and residual lands. The plan proposes access for three lots off a 50-foot easement and two lots from a combined access on Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Route 279. The combined access for lots 1 and lot 2 on Camp Arrowhead Road plan proposes road frontages of 136 feet for lot 1 and 75 feet for lot 2. Lots in any minor subdivision are required to have a minimum width of 150 feet under Chapter 99-7C. Proposed lot 1 consists of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 consists of 1.09 acres more or less. Lot 3 consists of 0.75 acres more or less. Lot 4 consists of 7.75 acres more or less. And then the residual lot 5 consists of 1.75 acres more or less. The property is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Lane, Route 279. The zoning's GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 86.
Okay. Help me out on this one.
So one thing, just before I'm going to turn over to Mr. Whitehouse, this may be one of the first ones we've seen come through when we changed the definition of minor subdivision, because one of the things that was sort of rolled into the, well, what we call the buffer ordinance that was adopted in May, is that number was bumped up to five. Six or more is, I want to make sure I'm reading that right, is a major, and five or less. Yeah, six or more is a major and five or less is a minor. So that number's changed. I think this is the first one we've actually seen come through with more than three. So I'll just open that up.
Sure. And there has been some significant back and forth between staff and the applicant trying to achieve that number whilst also applying the long-held practice of not having more than three off an easement. But that approach predated the changes to the code that went through this year. So and as Mr. Robertson says, this is the first one through. See, that by having no more than three off the easement, it did artificially force this parcel over here to become a flag lot, which doesn't achieve the necessary lot width on the front. And having discussed it with the applicant, that if the commission is okay with having four off an easement, there is sufficient land here available to just have four and make this lot here have its frontage onto the easement and then have one, two, three, four off the easement. So this is the very first one. Traditionally, we've always limited to no more than three off an easement. So.
Okay. I thought at some point, once you started cutting pieces off of a property, that after a certain amount, it didn't matter how many it was, it became
yeah,
a major.
Yeah, it's right. I mean, right. If like re-subdividing this, you still get your five, you know, so if you subdivided so to the point even down the line it ended up with six off this one parcel, then it would trigger it to be a major, we would say so.
Okay, because I was just wondering, isn't this just a major where they ask for that we don't go with, you know, we allow them to not have to do the road standards since it's big enough lots? Is this also, I mean, there is sewer and water in that area. Is there sewer and water to these lots or?
Does it say on-site septic and on-site well?
Well, it does have sewer provider on there as either on-site septic or Sussex County.
Right.
Probably proposing that it probably was within or near county sewer, but they would have to get approval to tie in, maybe. But that's for the sewer department to decide.
That was one of the questions that I have then is, I mean, this is a pretty sensitive area, and not trying to be Denrec or anything, but if there's sewer and water, there needs to be sewer and water provided to these lots, so I would think. Okay, so you're saying that if we just said, okay, fine, we'll make it a minor and let them not have the, and just do it off a 50-foot easement.
Correct. So
and will we be setting a precedent then that makes things difficult in the future? Because the whole, you know, you let Bobby do it, so how comes Sally?
No, because the code's changed. I mean, it's not you all setting a precedent. That when that Chapter 99, that definition got changed, that's when the precedent got changed.
Okay, because the next one that we have is the same person right next to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I would, back to your original question, because that was something I looked at, and I actually talked to Mr. Whitehouse about, you know, those two parcels, they're whole numbers. It's like parcel 85 and parcel 86, so there wasn't a prior subdivision, you know. Like now, these are going to have, and I think this was parcel 85, it'll be like 85.01, 0.2, 0.3, so you'll know that there was a subdivision, and that sort of ticks off the number of lots you can get. But in this case, they've been in that configuration based as well since the 1970s when they were assigning lot numbers.
Okay. So if it's a minor subdivision, they don't have to worry about sewer and water or road standards or sidewalks or any of that other stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't trigger all most of that. I mean, water and sewer, that's not a requirement, except for it, if there's no sewer, that can affect the size of the lots that you're permitted to have, because you have to be able to fit the septic on. That's really the DENREC standards. I want to say that's 20,000 square feet, if I remember right, for DENREC.
Correct. It's in GR, though, you can go down to 10,000 on sewer. So.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I don't have a problem with him doing a road through and putting the four lots. Does anybody else have a problem with
it? No, it's just occurred to me that if we've changed the, since we have changed the, from change the rule to increase that, we should probably consider doing the same thing for the number of lots allowed on a 50-foot easement too, from 3 to 4.
Well, that's what we're saying. Yeah, it is. It goes
and
up.
Since we've gone up, since we've gone up a notch on the minor subdivision rule, I think maybe we should consider doing that for the easement rule too. Move it up a notch. Yeah.
I can sort of circulate this. This is the first one, just sort of an explanation of that too, just for your separate from this.
Okay. You know, well, I just want to make sure that that they all have a way to get to their lots.
Yeah, right.
That there is something in place that says who's taking care of the roads.
Yeah,
right.
Because again, I have no problem with people living on a dirt road.
Well, but you know, it brings up a point though. This is somewhat unique because a lot of times we see these where they're not on central sewer. So there needs to be shared maintenance, and at some point when staff looks at the final, make sure there's sewer easements so that there can be a sewer line that runs all the way back too.
Ah, yes, that's another question.
That's interesting, yeah.
Sewer and water, utility
point
easement.
Right.
So, yeah, that they should make provisions for utility easement too.
So if the commission were minded to approve as preliminary, we could make it contingent upon those matters. So a maintenance agreement being shown and access on the final plan, and redesigning the lot geometry so that all the lots achieve the necessary frontage in the GR district, including this lot, which would mean that it would no longer have its frontage onto the numbered road. So you just have four lots being taken off the easement.
Yes.
And we can do that prior to final.
Okay. Yep. All right, so yeah, road agreement, maintenance agreement, or utilities agreement, and reconfiguration.
Yep, we can do that.
I am making that motion.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the requested determination of minor subdivision for lands of Del Nova properties with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, so I'm assuming this is not a double print here. We actually have another lands of Del Nova properties requested determination of minor subdivision.
Following discussions with staff, the applicant has requested for the Planning and Zoning Commission review whether the proposed plan meets the requirements for review as a minor subdivision under Chapter 99-7C. This preliminary subdivision plan proposes the subdivision of a 1.96-acre parcel of land into two lots, as well as lot line adjustments for the existing two related parcels and access easement parcel. The easement and related lots were approved as a minor subdivision by the Planning and Zoning Commission on August 11, 2016. Staff note that the meeting record indicates the commission prescribed that any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision. This plan proposes to subdivide parcel 87, expand the area of parcel 87.03, which is the easement lot, and decrease the area of parcel 87.02 via lot line adjustments. Additionally, the plan proposes combined access from Camp Arrowhead Road, for the reconfigured easement, parcel 87.03, and the residual lands of parcel 87. These lots would have frontages of 107 feet and 102 feet. Lots in any minor subdivision, again, are required to have a minimum width of 150 feet under 99.7C. The remaining lots, proposed lot 1, which parcel 8702 and parcel 8701, will take access via the proposed 50-foot easement on parcel 8703. Shoo, it's a lot of numbers. Proposed lot, the easement 87.03 easement lot consists of 1.59 acres. Proposed lot 1, which is part of parcel 87, consists of 0.75 acres. The proposed parcel 87, which is the residual land, consists of 0.92 acres. Proposed parcel 8702 will consist of 0.75 acres, and no changes are proposed to parcel 87.01. The property is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, Route 279. Zoning is GR, General Residential. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 12, Parcel 87, 87.02, and 87.03.
Now, does this one have a different problem because of the size of the frontage?
It's the same issue, except it's this. In this case, it's the third lot that doesn't necessarily achieve the same frontage, but I think the solution's the same in both cases.
Okay.
If the commission is okay with four lots off of the easement, there's enough room available and land available to make it work and just have an easement, and then the front would be here onto this parcel. And again, we could make any final contingent on maintenance and access agreements,
right,
and
yeah,
utilities
and
yep,
the, yeah,
yep, and the reconfiguration. Thank you.
Yes. I will make the same motion as I made before. I second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to grant the requested determination for minor subdivision for lands in Del Nova properties with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the Smith Farm District. David B. and Monica E. Smith. This is site plan 22-8-301. It's consideration of an agricultural preservation district. It's been a while since we had one of these.
The State of Delaware Department of Agriculture has notified the Planning and Zoning Department of a new proposed agricultural preservation district submitted to the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. The new proposed APD comprises 309.65 acres to be located on the west side of Blanchard Road, approximately 0.6 miles south of Hickman Road. The tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 8, Parcel 2. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Great. Probably no questions on this. Mr. Chairman, with regard to Smith Farm District, David B. and Monica E. Smith, S-22-08-301, I move for approval of the consideration of Agricultural Preservation District.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Agricultural Preservation District for Smith Farm District, David B. and Monica E. Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, moving on.